Hello and welcome into the Pick'em Pod, brought to you by Maize and Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. Luke Giardi and Vaughn Lozon here with you. Scotty White with us in spirit as he is still across the pond, living the damn dream compared to us here in the States. But we got to, you know, the show goes on here this week. Unfortunately, well, the good news is for me that the show goes on after an abysmal performance a week ago as I went 2-6 in week 10 and opened the door for old Vaughn to have a big week and gain three games back on me after I had a massive lead on the field. However, I do have a five-game lead. I sit at 41-44 on the year. Vaughn is at 36-49. Scotty coming in at 3-5 last week, sits at 32-53. Scotty's got a lot of room to make up over the last 3 weeks here. But you tightened it up, Vaughn, on me. And you know, I can't claim the belt just yet. I need one big week here to solidify things, but a lot of games remaining.
Yeah, a lot of games remaining, and I can't believe I pulled off the 5-3 with my reverse picks from last week.
That tells you something.
I was very happy. Yeah, it kind of tells you that sometimes this stuff is just unpredictable. Scotty, meanwhile, man, he's, 20 games below 500. He's hoping to win the lottery at this point. hopefully he can get it going, and hopefully – another 2-6 week is up for you, because I still got some catching up to do, like you said.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. 8 games to pick against the spread here in week number 11. All of our lines via DraftKings Sportsbook. And we're going to start the Big Ten here as a big game in the Big Ten West. Illinois looking to pretty much punch their ticket to Indianapolis. I think with a win last week and a win this week, it would have been official. Still need some help to get it done here this week. But the Illini, coming off the loss to Michigan State, 6.5-point favorites against Purdue at home.
Yeah, I think Illinois bounces back and gets the job done this week. Purdue has been a really weird team this year. They almost had that big win week one against Penn State, but they've had some weird losses thrown in there too, including last week. They lost to Iowa. It was 24-3. Iowa pulled some reversey there as well. They actually scored some offensive touchdowns, and Purdue's quote-unquote juggernaut offense didn't score hardly anything. And they've also lost to Wisconsin, who obviously is without a full-time head coach. Barely squeaked by Maryland earlier this season, and also lost to Syracuse earlier this year. So I think this is going to be a get-right game for Illinois to bounce back heading into a pivotal game against Michigan. I think they win. They're at home. I think they cover too. So give me Illinois.
Yeah, I'm with you there because of what's on the line, right? Is Illinois got a chance to win the Big Ten West here and solidify things and punch their ticket to Indianapolis with a win here and maybe a little help for sure to win in two out of the last three. And I just don't think Purdue's playing good football right now. As you mentioned, it lost on the road to Wisconsin and an abysmal performance last week against Iowa. And a really good Iowa defense really held that offense in check. Guess what? Illinois has a really, really good defense as well, particularly their ability to play cover one is going to make things really tough on the Boilermakers and Aiden O'Connell here this week. Like you mentioned, it's going to be a bounce back. I think Illinois was riding a little too high going into Michigan State. You know, Michigan State had a lot to play for with a lot of emotion coming off the loss to Michigan and the suspensions and things like that. I don't think Illinois was as ready as Michigan State to play that game. So I like the Illinois to refocus and bounce back and cover the 6.5 under a touchdown at home here this week. As we head to the ACC, speaking of a team that did not have a good week last week, that would be the Clemson Tigers, getting blown out by Notre Dame a week ago, but they are a touchdown favorite, 7 points at home to Louisville here this week.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Louisville to cover the spread of 7 points. I think Clemson still pulls it out at the end of the day, but they've been kind of a little wonky. They've got this QB situation going on with DJ Uiagalelei and pronounce other freshman's last name, Klubnik or something like that. They've just been a really weird team this year, man. They're not the Clemson of old. where you could kind of rely on them with whether it was back in the day with Watson or Trevor Lawrence. So I kind of think this one's going to be a little closer than what Clemson fans hope for, especially coming off a really big loss on the road to Notre Dame. I still think they win this game, but not comfortable of picking them, especially with that even 7-point line. If it were like 6.5 or something along those lines, maybe I'd lean towards Clemson, but because it's like a solid touchdown, I'm going to lean with Louisville in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. Being a touchdown, that's a big spread. But also, look at what Louisville's done in their last four games. One on the road at Virginia, convincingly. One at home against Pitt, convincingly. Whooped up on Wake Forest in a game that they caused 8 turnovers, convincingly. One against James Madison, who was one of the hottest teams to begin this college football season, convincingly. Louisville is playing some really good football right now, and they are absolutely riding high, where the opposite, I think, could be said again about Clemson, right? They squeaked out the win against Florida State, trailed most of the game against Syracuse before pulling away for a 6-point victory, and then they got laughed off the field in South Bend at Notre Dame a week ago. I think Louisville's playing their best football. I think Clemson's still trying to figure out exactly what they are. That defense is nowhere close to what people thought they were going to be here this year. And Louisville, they average 423 yards of offense, man. They can explode for some points. So I like Louisville to keep it close and cover the 7 here this week. As we have number 22, Central Florida. They're on the road to Tulane, the surprise team of college football this year. And Tulane, 1.5-point favorites.
Yeah, you can never really predict who, like, the surprise team in college football is going to be until it happens. And Tulane is certainly that team this year. They've only lost one game, and it was much earlier in the season. They beat Kansas State at Kansas State earlier this season, beat Houston at Houston. They've had some pretty impressive wins, and I think they're going to keep this going here this week. 1.5 spread against UCF, who is also a pretty formidable opponent. They just a couple weeks ago, knocked off Cincinnati. And I'm kind of in a revenge spot here because back a couple weeks ago, the point spread crossed the bridge on that one, and I had already picked Cincinnati. You went with UCF. So I'm just because of this, the way Tulane's been playing, and because I'm a little bit spiteful at this point, I'm going to take Tulane to win and to cover at home.
You know, what's funny is I'm going to ride with UCF again. You know, the last time that we had a situation like this, rode with UCF, and it worked out for me. And I think it's going to again here this week, particularly getting points on the road. I understand Tulane, it's been awesome. 8-1 this year, 5-0 in conference play. This is a big game in the conference, in the American, as UCF trails Tulane by a game. And, you know, if Cincinnati won here this week, we'd have three teams at 5-1 in the conference. And I think UCF really is going to be able to do it. You know, Reese Pumley's having an okay year for UCF, but throwing the football, but the dude can run it too, right? A straight dual threat. He's got 532 yards and 7 touchdowns on the ground, and I think Tulane's going to have a big problem with him in the dual threat sense, as UCF on a straight counting stat too, by the way. They average almost 100 yards more a game than Tulane. I think they're going to be able to move the football up and down the field, put up some points. You mentioned the win against Cincinnati. Very impressive a couple of weeks ago for Central Florida. So I think they're going to do it again and go on the road, and I think they're going to win this game outright and cover the 1.5. As we move to the ACC, number 15, North Carolina at Wake Forest, and the Demon Deacons, 3.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, this is a weird spread because you look at this one, and with the way that UNC's been playing, especially with Drake May at the quarterback position, you would have expected the Tar Heels to be the favorite, but I'm actually going to pick Wake Forest, believe it or not. They have put up a ton of points at home this season. Even in their one loss at home this year to Clemson, they put up 45 points, put up 37 to Liberty at home, put up 45 to Army at home, put up 43 to Boston College. So, like, this team at home is a much different team when they hit the road. And I think that UNC is going to be in for quite a bit of a showdown here on Saturday. It's a night game. Like I said, they've got the home field advantage. I do like Wake Forest here to cover the spread, despite what UNC has to play for, because they've only got one loss total this season. They could be a sneaky dark horse CFP pick this late into the year if things keep going right for them. Obviously, it all starts this weekend as they hit the road as underdogs. But when it's all said and done, I do like Wake Forest to win and to cover the 3.5.
Yeah, man, I really like Wake Forest, particularly at home. Like you said, it's going to be a massive game. However, I think I got to go the other way here with UNC. Now, I understand that the Tar Heels defense is pretty friggin' abysmal. They rank 99th in SP+. However, Wake Forest's defense is not a whole lot better. They rank 83rd on that side of the football. Like you said, Drake May, a legitimate Heisman candidate. This UNC offense can really put up some points. And at the end of the day, I don't know who's going to win this football game. But being on the outside of the key number of 3 here, I think is there's a lot of value on the Tar Heel side because of that reason. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to the wire, and I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of stops, particularly in this matchup. So when that's the case, go ahead and give me the Tar Heels and that offense to be able to cover the 3.5 at home. On the road. 4 games in on our Pick'em podcast, 4 to go, and before we do, Pick'em podcast, thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Fresh ball fall. Oh, man, the weather is turning. You got to be ready for it. And let Manscaped help you out with the Platinum Package 4.0. Everything in the Performance Package plus some shower goodies to elevate the grooming game. And, I mean, so much good stuff here. That body wash, the Ultra Premium 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, the Ultra Premium deodorant, and everything in that performance package is out of this world. The grooming products are second to none. And we're not only going to save you money, we're going to get you free shipping as well. So join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. All you have to do is use the promo code MNB20. That's MNB20 at manscaped.com. Back into the Big Ten, where the Wisconsin Badgers play some pretty good football here. They're 1.5-point favorites as they visit Kinnick and head to Iowa.
Wisconsin is such a weird team under Jim Leonard. It's been so hard to evaluate them. They blew out Northwestern on the road to start his interim head coaching job and really a on-the-job interview for Jim Leonard. And then they go to Michigan State and they lose in overtime, giving up 34 points to an abysmal offense. Then they go back home. They beat Purdue. And then they go back home the week after, or 2 weeks after that, after their bye week, and hold Maryland to 10 points. It's just, it's all over the place with this Wisconsin team. But I do like where they're at overall, and I trust Wisconsin's offense more than Iowa's offense, even though Iowa had a pretty good showing last week against Purdue. I will take Wisconsin to win and to cover the 1.5-point spread.
Yeah, I think you got to make a little bit of a manual adjustment on Wisconsin, don't you? Because, you know, all of the numbers are going to tell you that Wisconsin and Iowa are pretty dead even. Pretty much anywhere you look, any advanced analytics or anything like that. But the thing is that that surgence from Wisconsin is because of Jim Leonard, and that's why I put them a little bit above Iowa here, and I think they can roll into Kinnick with a 3:30 kickoff and cover the 1.5-point spread here this week, because you mentioned the blowout against Northwestern. Just a couple of bad turnovers, you know, in the Michigan State game ultimately lead to a double overtime loss in that game, but they've really bounced back with an 11-point win against Purdue. Really dominated Maryland a week ago. That was really impressive, man. I really thought that Maryland was going to be able to go in and win that football game with that offense. Just 189 yards of offense last week. 3.3 yards per pass last week. Tolia got held to 10 of 23 for 77 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Are you kidding me? This Wisconsin team under Jim Leonard, it's got new life. They're playing incredible football right now. They're going to roll into Iowa, and they're going to get a win against the Hawkeyes. So give me Wisconsin to cover 1.5 here this week. To the SEC, Alabama in an unfamiliar situation with 2 losses already in the regular season with 3 weeks left, pretty much out of the college football playoff conversation as it stands right now. But you just never know with a team like the Crimson Tide and how the college football playoff committee thinks about them, and a blowout loss here on the road to Ole Miss could raise some eyebrows. They're 11.5-point favorites, Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Ole Miss in this one. I like where the Rebels are at as a team. And again, kind of like what I was saying about North Carolina earlier, perhaps a sneaky dark horse team to potentially get into the CFP if everything keeps going their way. And I kind of like Ole Miss just to, I don't want to say they're going to win, but I think they're going to keep it really close. Alabama, it's so interesting. I mean, that loss last week really killed their season effectively. They're not going to go to the college football playoff, you would imagine, unless somehow just everybody loses. But a Nick Saban-led team like this has not been in a situation like this before, and they still got like three games left. Typically, this would happen at the very end of the season against Auburn. That's not the case. They lost a pivotal game at the very beginning of November. And it just hasn't been in a spot like this. So when it comes to that, I kind of expect them to play a little sluggish. And honestly, I'm interested to hear your thoughts, Luke. This is just Vegas aside. Wouldn't be shocked to see some Bama players just kind of opt out and sit out the rest of the season. Just say, screw this. I'm gonna prepare for the NFL because that's kind of what I'm banking on doing after the year anyways. Now that we're out of the CFP conversation, might as well just do it now. So with all that said, I like Ole Miss to cover. I don't know if they necessarily win, but I think it'll be pretty close.
I'm going to go the other way on this one. I do like Alabama, and I understand the sentiments. Is this team checked out? I've got a lot of faith in the culture that Nick Saban has built, particularly I think the team's going to rally around Bryce Young. The way you beat Alabama that we've seen, right, is pass protection has been really bad for the Crimson Tide here this year. LSU was able to get home quite a bit, force Bryce Young to make some throws before he wanted to, disrupt his timing. And that's the way that LSU won that football game last week, right? I don't think Ole Miss has the team to be able to do that, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you see what they've done. They rank outside the top 30 in defensive SP plus, and I don't even know how they're there. I mean, I go back and I kind of look at their schedule. They gave up 28 points to Vanderbilt. They gave up 34 to Auburn. They gave up 45 to LSU and 28 to an offensively abysmal Texas A&M team a week ago, and they won the game. That's great, but I don't think Ole Miss has the horses on that side of the football to disrupt what Alabama does, and that's the only way you stay in a game against the Crimson Tide is you force some punts and you force some turnovers and you knock Bryce Young off his spots and you disrupt his rhythm and his timing. And I don't think LSU on that side of the football is going to be able to do that. I think Alabama bounces back and I think they win pretty big. And old Nick Saban, he's going to go after Lane Kiffin for sure. You know, Nick Saban doesn't lose a whole lot to the guys that coached under him. So, and I know it's been a little more, you know, as of late, Jimbo's beat him and obviously Kirby last year in the national championship game. But for the most part, you don't get this guy if you coached under him. You know, he's still the master. So I like Alabama to cover here this week, the 11.5-point spread. Massive game in the Big 12, mind you. Number four TCU, undefeated, currently sitting in the college football playoff. They're on the road. They are a touchdown underdog, Vaughn, at Texas here this week. 7 points the Longhorns are favored by.
Yeah, it's a lot of points, man, especially for a team like Texas that's been so up and so down and so up and so down. But they're, I think they're starting to get into a groove here. TCU has just been a model of consistency. They haven't been winning pretty, and they haven't been winning by a lot. But they have, at the end of the day, once the 60 minutes are up, they get the dub, and that's quite all that matters. I do think they end up losing this game this weekend, but I think it's going to be by less than 7 points. So I will take TCU to cover, but I do expect Texas to pull it out and win.
I have no idea how you could conceivably lay 7 with Texas here this week, right? Like, what? I'm terrified to take TCU, Vaughn, because this makes no damn sense, man.
I get it. I feel the same way.
You know, because I understand TCU, they've been in some close games against teams they probably shouldn't have been. West Virginia was a 10-point win against Texas Tech a week ago. Came back against Oklahoma State, came back against Kansas State. They've been in some battles, you know what I'm saying? But this is, I mean, this is probably the biggest game TCU has played in a decade, you know, and not necessarily for Texas. I mean, it's a big opportunity for Texas here to really get back on track, move to 5-2 in the conference. You're probably not catching the Horned Frogs here down the stretch, but you're only two games back with three games left. Got a chance maybe to not get jumped, by the way, for the Big 12, a trip to the Big 12 championship game. So it's a big game for Texas, but they've got three losses on the year. TCU is in the college football playoff right now if it ended today. Like, that's massive. Max Duggan has been unbelievable here this year for the Horned Frogs, and I don't know what happens because this line is so damn confusing to me, but I don't see TCU just going into Austin and getting blown out, so I got to take the points here this week with the Horned Frogs as we finish with Michigan taking on Nebraska, and we knew that, you know, Michigan would probably be favored in this game. This line has moved to Michigan minus 30.5 here this week, Vaughn.
Yeah, and it just moved like right before we started recording. It seems like I looked earlier today. We're recording on a Wednesday, November 9th, and it was at 29.5. It's been at 29.5 like all week. And then I always check the point spreads before we record just because I want them to be as accurate as possible. And it jumps to 30.5. And I was like, well, that's something. And with that said, I'm still going to pick Michigan to cover the 30.5. You can call me a homer all you want, but I do think Nebraska is kind of in a really bad spot. Now, one thing that Nebraska does have going into this game is that they're really just playing for nothing. I mean, they've got nothing to lose at this point other than Mickey Joseph. He obviously is coaching for his life. The players want to prove something going to the big house. They're going to want to do that on the national stage. This is probably the last opportunity they have to do that. But at the end of the day, man, the talent discrepancy is just so crazy. The quarterback situation for Nebraska is not good. Casey Thompson's probably not going to play. So they're going to have to go to either their second or their third string reserve quarterback. And then I saw that they had one of their better defensive players is suspended for this game because of an alleged DUI situation. So there's just a lot of stuff going on over in Lincoln right now. And I think it's going to affect the way that they play this week. And Michigan coming off a big win on the road at Rutgers, I think they just keep that momentum going. I think they do end up covering this 30.5 point spread. I know it's a lot. And if you look at the over-under, it's not too far off from the spread. It's like 48 or 48.5, something like that. But I expect the Wolverines to pull this one off. I will take Michigan to win 48-10 as a final score.
God, this is so tough, Vaughn. I've been thinking about it pretty much, you know, all day. Well, it was a little bit easier earlier, as you mentioned, you know, to be able to jump on Michigan. But 30.5 here, man. So as I break it down in my head in a little stream of consciousness here for you, you think about it, right? So last week against Rutgers, really gave up, what, 10 offensive points last week, given the block punt for a touchdown, you know, and Michigan probably got lucky to win that game by 35, a couple, you know, three interceptions in the second half really made that game a little bit more lopsided than it probably was. Gave up just one offensive score to Michigan State the week prior to that, gave up just 10 offensive points to Penn State, who scored 17, but they had a pick six, gave up 10 to Iowa, gave up 14 on a garbage time touchdown late to Iowa. I guess without Casey Thompson, I don't see a path for Nebraska to score more than 10 points, and you got to think Michigan's putting up at least, they average 42 points a game, and Nebraska's defense allows 441 yards a game, and you can just completely score on them. Purdue put up 43 on this football team, so I guess I got to roll with Michigan when I do the math in my head, and I don't see a path to Nebraska scoring more than 10 points here this week, and I figure Michigan's going to score about 42. Feels like a 42-10 final. Michigan covers that with a 32-point spread, so I'm going to roll with the Wolverines minus 30.5, man. So there's my little stream of consciousness here for you.
I love it, man. I mean, you kind of nailed it. I mean, they gave up a ton of yards, gave up a ton of points. It's just there's no way that they keep it close. I fully expect Michigan to cover and just keep rolling, head into Illinois and Ohio State weeks.
Well, let's break down Scotty's picks for you as he tries to make a run late, sitting at 32-53 on the season. He's got Purdue plus 6.5. Clemson minus 7, UCF plus the 1.5, UNC plus 3.5, Wisconsin minus 1.5, Bama minus 11.5, TCU plus 7, and he's on Nebraska plus 30.5. So, another great week here, Vaughn. Just 3 weeks left in the regular season, man. It's absolutely crazy that it's coming down the line, but we got a pretty good one coming down the stretch here on the podcast and our standings as well.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot good stuff going on here, and I'm excited to try and finish the regular season here on a high note. And you know, who knows? Maybe if I do awful this week, maybe I'll bust out the reversal for next week.
Well, Vaughn, where can we find you on social media, man?
Yeah, follow me at Vaughn_Lozon on Twitter, and I will not be attending the game this week, so I'll be tweeting all my thoughts and opinions about all of it, and I expect all of those things to be good considering the opponents. So follow me at Vaughn_Lozon.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Of course, follow the Maize and Brew Twitter page as well at Maize and Brew. And if you subscribe, rate, and leave a review, we do really appreciate it for all of our shows here on the Maize and Brew Podcast Network. It's been a fun one here this week. Hope you can cash some tickets. For my partner Vaughn Lozon, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on the Pick'em Pod.